Flashwood.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Tuesday, December 20th, 2022, the time is now 7:03. Pursuant to the requirement of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in December 9th, 2021 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Kelly.
Present.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Minutes.
Thank you, Mayor. Minutes, we have minutes for November 1st, 2022.
Move it.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Communications, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. We have the Friends of Nutley Singers has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a Sunday raffle for February 12th, 2023 from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And the location is 300 Franklin Avenue. We need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
That's it for communications.
Commissioner Petracco, you have a proclamation tonight?
We do have a proclamation tonight. We have a proclamation for my good friend Michael Padilla. Where is he? Hello, Michael. So I'm going to read it. Whereas Michael Padilla is a longtime resident in the township of Nutley, he's married to his wife Jeanette and has two daughters, Gina Marie and Nicolette. And whereas Michael Padilla started with the Nutley Police Department in 2001 and moved through the ranks to his present position of lieutenant, where Mike in his tenure in the police department headed up the juvenile bureau, where he mentored and oversaw hundreds of young students and young adults, leading them towards responsible and productive lives. And whereas in 2008, Mike joined in the Nutley Municipal Alliance Committee and became an active member seeking out different events and programs to help educate and empower out students. And whereas Mike was successful in bringing the recovery van into Nutley that allows residents with drug alcohol related concerns to seek immediate help. And whereas Mike established and put into place the LEAD program, law enforcement against drugs, to educate and empower Nutley youth in the ever-present fight against drugs and alcohol abuse. And whereas in addition to LEAD, Mike also oversees the Nutley Police Academy, PALS, Partnership for Children in Essex, all of which programs helping to direct our youth towards positive thinking and decision-making. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley do hereby recognize and applaud all efforts Mike has made to help and guide our youth towards better decisions-making and choices. The selflessness actions Mike does year and year after makes him perfect selection as GCADA's Volunteer of the Year. Let's give Mike a nice round of applause.
Thank you. Son? Okay. Thank you. First, I would like to thank all of the members of the Board of Commissioners and School Board for what you do day in and day out. All of your hard work and dedication to our residents continues to make Nutley a community others wish they lived in or hope they can learn from. Working with all of you on so much over the years only continues to prove how when you put families first with a no red tape mentality, how much can get accomplished. I'd also like to thank the members of the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. Since 1989, JCADA has worked to create funding opportunities for all of New Jersey's 300 plus municipal alliance committees and allowed us to do so much within the communities we all serve. At Nutley, we're lucky to work under the guidance of Essex County's MAC coordinator, Elizabeth Marquez, who's here today. Thank you. In the years I've known Ms. Marquez, she has been an inspiration to all with her unwavering dedication to JCADA's master plan and maximization of prevention, education, and public awareness. I have to admit that I am only in this conversation for this award because of the unbelievable teamwork coordinator Sam Coella has assembled and her tireless effort to make Nutley's MAC the organization that connects all the dots in our community. With committee members and community partners like Joe Capello, Tony Iannarone, Catherine Carmichael of Nutley Family Service Bureau, Joelle Torres of the Essex Prevention Coalition ADAPT, and the dream team of Adam Jernick, Linda Diachesson, and Dana Melillo, we know anything's possible. We've done flash mobs, Hope Speaker Series, Above the Influence campaigns, Carnival of Hope for Nutley, Sticker Shock, Stomp Out Stigma, Mindfulness and Peer-to-Peer events, and the Knockout Opiate Walk, town residents, scout troops, and all of the Nutley High School fall sports teams coming together to put informational door hangers on every house in town. We even added a permanent drug take-back box in the Nutley Police Department. My involvement with MAC goes back to 2008 when Commissioner Petracco established Hope for Nutley. As a new commissioner, one of his main objectives to work to educate parents on drug and alcohol abuse issues, but with a concentrated focus on a growing opioid issue. This led to having events like Kids Count with Jack Ellsmore, Hidden in Plain Sight, Project Pride with inmates from the New Jersey Department of Corrections, and a joint community meeting on the prescription drug and heroin epidemic titled Our Kids Are Dying, All the Nutley. These events brought a lot of attention and real conversation, a problem we knew no family was immune to. But being fully aware, you can't expect a kid to just say no without teaching them how, we considered LEAD. It was head and above the shoulders above the rest, evidence-based drug education with scripted lesson plans that include character building, goal setting, decision making, conflict resolution, blocks that incorporate games and role-playing scenarios that our kids can learn by doing. In 2017, LEAD CEO Nick DeMauro and Governor Chris Christie, as part of a statewide crusade against opioid addiction, visited Nutley to see LEAD in action. Led by Chief Strummel and Deputy Chief Green and their commitment to community-oriented policing, we were positioned for success, and we didn't stop there. We started the Junior Police Academy, ran the Max of Kindness Week, and police and lunch in schools. A simple concept, 4 pizza, 10 kids, and real conversations on topics they want to talk about in an environment they're already comfortable in. Hoping to offer options of help over handcuffs, we created the Nutley Referral Services card with information on perform care, Nutley Family Service Bureau, numbers for food pantries, domestic violence, mental health, family support, and veteran services. And our Road to Recovery brochure has QR scanner codes, numbers on state recovery services, intervention services, and recovery coaches, as well as information about 211. The officers I work with at the Nutley Police Department care about the people we serve. And for those that may not want help at the first point of contact, we know we can leave them with a card and a conversation that we're confident can help them when they're ready. I know the main focus of what I have highlighted doesn't begin to cover all of what the Nutley Municipal Alliance has accomplished, but as a Nutley High School football coach for 15 years, a police officer over 20, with more than 12 spent of that as a juvenile liaison, I spent many days and nights with parents and kids through the good and the bad. When a kid tells you they smoke weed because it feels good and helps them with their problems, you can't tell them it doesn't. You also can't start telling them what it might cost them in 20 years when all they know is what problems they have right now. But every kid does have dreams. Focus on that, build trust, and they'll believe that you're really there to help them. And when they do, they'll tell you what's going on and you'll figure it out together. Healing adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, is one thing, but creating ways to avoid them altogether, now we're getting somewhere. I would hope if I could drive down Route 1 to the Princetonian Diner and have a cup of coffee with former AG Carrie Edwards, for whom this award is named, that he would appreciate all the things we've done together in Nutley, and that we can continue to support his vision for New Jersey. I would like to close by thanking the residents of Nutley, my township of Nutley co-workers, my family, my friends, especially my two daughters, Nicolette, Gianna Marie, and her boyfriend, Ryan, who are all here, as well as my mother-in-law, and father-in-law, and last but never least, my wife, Jeanette, because without her, there can never be me. And while the world is out there looking for leaders, we're just going to keep making them in Nutley. Thank you.
So Mike, you could stay up there because we're going to take a picture. But before I give all the commissioners a chance to respond, you know, it doesn't say a million things in here that you actually do in this resolution. So I know you coach football too, right? That's not in there. So when I first got elected in 2008, you know, I knew Mike a little bit, and that's exactly when we were starting the Hope Committee. And I remember I caught you outside by the parking lot, and I said, you know, Mike, I want you to get involved in this Hope Committee stuff.
you know, it's helping our parents endure for drug abuse kids and things like that, the signs and all that stuff. So he says, what do you want to do? I said, I want to have like this big carnival. I want to get like rides at the high school, bring all these kids out. And I was with Joe Villano, if you remember that time. You're like, all right, you got it. And you walked away. And I said to Joe Villano at the time, is this guy all right? He said, all right. He's a good guy. And I have to say, from start to finish, Mike, you have never, I don't want to say I, you have never let us down in Nutley. All the kids that are in need, the most important people, you stepped up for your whole career in Nutley. And it doesn't go unnoticed to me at all. Anything that we ask you or you volunteer for, it's always from your heart. And I have to tell you in front of your family, I can't say I've ever met a better person. Thank you for all that you do for the township. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Kelly.
Thank you, Mayor. Like Commissioner Petracco said, what's on the proclamation doesn't capture everything that you do for this community. One is Nutley Family Service Bureau, which we've served on the board. I had the pleasure of serving with you. And I always admired you and your leadership on the Service Bureau. Like our former executive director said on the Service Bureau, it takes a village, but you're a village unto yourself. Your leadership, your dedication, your service to this community is virtually second to none. I can't think of anyone else who is involved in so much and does so much for this community. You're such a great leader. You lead from the front, and your leadership is unparalleled. So I'm at a loss for words, but you're an incredible asset to this community, and I wish we had 1,000 more Mike Padillas. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Tucci?
Thank you, Mayor. Mike, it's not easy going third, because by the time it gets to me, they pretty much said everything. But I just want to thank you for everything that you've done for all of our youth and for our township in general. All right, we've highlighted some of the things that you do here. I know there are many other things that you do behind the scenes, and there's no more important work than working with our children. And you do an outstanding job, and I thank you for that. Congratulations, Mike. Well deserved.
Travis?
Imagine what it's like going forth. So, Mike, just a couple things. I won't repeat what my commissioners have already said, although it's well worth repeating, right? But I do think about a couple things. Nutley is so fortunate to have someone with your character and your ability who can wake up every day and with an abundance of compassion and empathy help children in need. And I'm certain that there are lives out there that you don't see anymore or don't hear about anymore of, you know, young folks that have grown up who are leading better lives because of the work and the efforts that you put into it. So I thank you for your leadership. I thank the team that's around you, as you credited earlier, for the work that they do. And I would echo everything that the commissioners are saying, is Nutley is quite fortunate to have you. So please keep doing it, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mike, on behalf of the people, the parents, and the kids of the Township of Nutley, I want to congratulate you for your leadership in prevention, intervention, and education in people in the dangers of drug abuse and alcohol abuse. And as Commissioner Kelly said, it only is a little bit of what you do in the Township of Nutley. I don't know where you find the time to coach and help the Family Service Bureau and do everything other things you do. But congratulations. We appreciate all your hard work and your service to the township. Thank you.
Thank you so much.